No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is absolutely incredible to be with you guys today. This is episode 1563 of the 49ers Rush Podcast, and we're going to start off talking some Christian McCaffrey. The idea is, one, how lucky the 49ers are. It may be not luck. They paid a premium, second, third, fourth, fifth round pick to go get him, outbid the Rams to get him, but how special is Christian McCaffrey's 2025 season? I want to get through practice report. We have some updates from Kyle Shanahan just minutes ago. Nobody is going to be activated from practice window from, you know, PUP or IR or NFI, whatever, this week or next week. That's rough. I want to talk some player IQ. We finished all of our film breakdowns from the Panthers game. All of the offense, defensive, snaps, special teams are all up on the 49ersrush.com. So I've got some film takeaways that I want to bring from that. And I have to say thank you to our executive producers, Corey Robbins, 49ersGeorge365, and David Gill, and all of the hashtag CCs. You guys make this freaking show happen. I love you guys. And man, shoot, we got Thanksgiving for those who celebrate tomorrow. Excited. We're not going to be doing a coach approach, but I've talked the wife into letting me do an early show. So I'll probably jump on live for like a 30 to 45 minute quick show before I get in trouble. I always wake up before the misses. So early tomorrow, I'll make sure you guys have some content. Hopefully, if all goes according to plan with the turkey and all the preparations, all those things. But what's up, Cam's dad? Merry Happy Food Day tomorrow. I grew up Thanksgiving always being my favorite day of the year. What? I was never really, really, really religious. I went through a little spree there. But like football, family, food, are you kidding me? Unbelievable. And I love the fact that, you know, they have kind of changed to where the NFL is now, you know, you got 3 games on Thanksgiving. I love that. But as like a Longhorn, like, you know, Texas and A&M, that was always the game. You know, you either played that Thursday or that Friday, and then, you know, A&M ran away and they were scared. And so then we lost it for the long, but like for the longest time, like Thanksgiving was all about that Texas A&M game growing up in Texas. Like that was everything. But, you know, some people are scared and they got to run away. It's what it is. But now they're favored, and we'll see how that goes. Hook them. Let's go get them, Texas. But, man, I love Thanksgiving so freaking much. And thanks so much again for all the hashtag CCs. And Cam's dead. Yeah, I'm thankful for having Brock Purdy. I feel like the roller coaster ride of fandom in this social media age, which I understand I partake in. I am a part of that. It's gross just how quickly, like, you're awesome, you suck. You suck, you're awesome. And I know that I participate in that sometimes, and I hate myself whenever I buy into those things. And perhaps the opposite is, you know, taking place with Jair Brown, right? Like, I've been very adamant on this show that he has been awful and a huge negative, but goes out there, gets two interceptions, best player on the field, gets named NFC Defensive Player of the Week. Wow. Like, we always have to guard against you're the best or the worst. There's no in between. And again, I fall guilty to this. Brock Purdy's not the worst. Did Brock Purdy have a bad game? Yeah. I think he had two bad throws that he had to pay for. The third throw, I think that was just a freak play by that. That was a freak play. But yeah, I'm very thankful for Brock Purdy. He is the quarterback, should be the quarterback of the future. Yeah, the interceptions are an issue. Yes, there are issues that are there, but Brock's the guy, and he should be the guy. What's up, Maine? John, he says, man, never get a live show here on paternity leave. Love the show. Dude, congratulations, John. Bringing in another faithful into the community. I love it, man. Congrats to you and the wifey and all the things going on in the family. That is incredible. Thank you for sharing that with us. And shoot, I got I moved this over here. And for those of you, you know, we did the ticket giveaway back-to-back years for Bruno. You know, we tried to show as much light on the story of Bruno as possible. You know, shoot, youngster, he got diagnosed with leukemia at like 2 years old. He's been fighting through it for years. And so the family sent me this shirt, and it says, "We talk about Bruno." How freaking awesome is this? I freaking love this shirt. And I had it on, but you can't see it where I'm sitting down. So I had to take it off so that I could like show it. But yeah, if the holidays are about anything besides football, it's family and celebrating positives. And I know that the holidays are dark for a lot of people. I totally get that. My family is a mess, but doesn't mean you don't love them. So take the time, reach out to those that you haven't talked to. Take the time to reach out that, you know, have lost loved ones, because the holidays are the hardest time in the world for a lot of people. I've been a part of those. So take time. Please, please, please celebrate the positives. And, John, we celebrate you and the family, man. I absolutely love it. Noe, finally I get to be a part of a live show. What's up, John? Long time no talk. Noe, the man. We even got a Dodgers. Is this a Trent Williams burner account? I got a lot of DMs and emails. Man, why is Trent Williams wearing a Dodgers hat? I don't know the answer to that. But Matthew, glad you are here. Cam's dad for the super chat. It says, P.S. Brady had the same number of picks in the first 40 games. Yeah, it's different, though. I know certain people are putting that narrative out there. Like, Brock Purdy's the quarterback. Just because somebody else threw all those interceptions, you shouldn't discount. Like, the interceptions are a problem. They are a problem. They are problem of Brock Purdy being greedy. Brock Purdy being greedy is wonderful. You just got to balance it with the efficiency and not taking points off the board. There are times to be greedy. There are times to not be. That's kind of the issue. And, you know, Kyle Shanahan even talked today earlier, literally right before we went live on the show, where it was like, man, you know, two of those interceptions, it was the first read, second read, second read. I love it when Brock Purdy goes for the big play, but I don't want him to pass up the give-me's, especially on the first play of a drive. That's the issue. Like, if it's third and long, yeah, get the freak, you be greedy, whatever else. But on the first play of a drive on first down, maybe not the place. Maybe not the place. Second and 10 in field goal range, maybe not the place. Maybe not the place. So it's going to be this constant buffering and just constant, just like, look, let's figure this out. Greedy, not greedy. Take the check down, go for the kill shot. And with this game that's approaching, man, you look at the 49ers at Cleveland. I want to talk about the weather a little bit later. The NFL has the smallest over-under on this game by a wide margin. Projected total points, 36.5. Like, that's a 20 to 15, 21 to 15, 20 to 16 style game. 49ers are favored by 5 points. Like, points are at a premium. Field goals are a great thing. Now, the opposite approach to that is, well, if you just get 3 touchdowns, you win the game. So go for the kill shots, right? I'm a small ball guy. I know a lot of defensive coordinators, like, any points are good points. You know, those offensive guys, you get them and they're just like, nah, we're going for it on fourth down all the time. And defensive guys are, hold on. Any points here are good points. So, like, we'll see how that is. And so, yeah, Tom Brady having, you know, the same amount of interceptions in his first games as Brock Purdy. Does that mean Brock Purdy's a bust? Whatever else. I don't think that he is. I'm very thankful Brock Purdy's the quarterback. He will be the quarterback long term, should be the quarterback long term, but he does need some adjusting. Does need some adjusting. I think that's got to be there. Cam, thank you so much, Cam's dad. You're the freaking man. Right here from Puma. He says, yeah, I was scared, and I'm still worried, but we still going to win the Super Bowl. Dude, I love it. Stick with it, man. Stick with it. Thank you, Noah. Appreciate you, man. You are awesome. Thank you, guys. What's up, Sin? How we doing? When kids get sick, it just puts everything into perspective. Like, we're here talking about football, right? We're talking about grown men throwing a ball around. And I struggled. I mean, shoot, this is episode 1563. I struggled whenever I went from teaching and coaching to this, because I was like, man, am I copping out here? Like, but what I've learned, and you know, you guys can take this for whatever you want to. Dude, it doesn't matter what you do. It matters how you do it and the way in which you go about your business. It doesn't matter what job or career or whatever. You can make an impact, positive or negative. Like, we all know, like, you go to the grocery store and you've just got that amazing employee that's just there to make your day better. And you've had that employee that's just in a horrible mood and just hates everybody they come into interaction with. I talk to my son about this all the time. Like, dude, who are you? Which one are you going to be? You going to make people's days better? You going to help out people no matter what you do? Or are you going to be one of those people that just pulls people down? And so thank you to all those that, like, go out there and shoot, do what you can to help others. That's what's up. And yeah, you know, Wednesdays I try to go live a little bit later. And so shout out to Spark. He says, yeah, so rare to catch you live again. Love being part of the live. Why am I so nervous about the Browns? You haven't won there since 1984. Haven't won on the road there since Joe Montana. Damn, Joe Montana. That's how long it's been. Joe Montana? I'm nervous too. 49ers should win this game. The 49ers should win this game 100%. But with the weather, which right now the weather is not bad. Like, I'm watching it like a hawk. I'm updating all the time. There's no scheduled precipitation on Sunday past 6 a.m. Cleveland time. We'll be out there. Come party with us. But it's looking like there's no precipitation, which is huge because, you know, you could gaslight me into a lot of things. The one thing that, like, I will say without hesitation is Brock Purdy is very bad in any precipitation. I've been there personally for his best game in the weather, which was his rookie year at Seattle, which he won. I've been there for 3 other games where it's rained, and he was god-awful. I mean, terrible, terrible. I love Brock Purdy. I do not like Brock Purdy in the rain. And yeah, it's going to be windy. It's going to be gross. It's going to be cold. But as long as there's no precipitation, I feel very, very confident. Do I think that Brock Purdy's going to go out there and have a great game and throw 3 touchdown passes? I do not. I do not. We shall see. We shall see what that looks like. This episode is brought to you by Prize Picks. It's the holiday season, the best time of the year for sports, bowl games, basketball matchups, playoff pushes. It's all happening at once. And while you and I are out here making decisions every day, what gifts to buy, what to eat, which game to watch, there is one place where it feels good to be right: Prize Picks. My favorite thing about Prize Picks is picking multiple sports in the same lineup. With basketball back, I could put Steph Curry and Christian McCaffrey in the same lineup for both. And a new feature alert on Prize Picks: now has early payouts. If your lineup gets off to a hot start, you may now have the option to cash out those winnings before the game even finishes. Prize Picks is simple to play. Just pick more or less on at least two player stats. If you get your picks right, you could cash in. George Kittle, more or less 58.5 receiving yards. Juwan Jennings, more or less 46.5 receiving yards. Ricky Pearsall, more or less than 4 receptions. It's that simple. So download the Prize Picks app today. Use code 49ers to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code 49ers to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. It's good to be right. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. And it's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more to elevate your smoking experience. Now, it's football season, and there's nothing more perfect for tailgating with your buddies or enjoying at home while watching the game. And with fast, free shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every order. So use code 49ers, that's 49ERS at checkout, for 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping. Or visit CigarsInternational.com/49ers and the discount will automatically apply. You got a buddy's birthday coming up and you don't know what to get them? Cigars International. You got Christmas gifts that people keep asking, what do you want? What do you want? You tell them. Go to CigarsInternational.com/49ers and get your gift there.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Now, let's go through the practice report from today. Players who did not practice, only 3. Well, 4 if you count Christian McCaffrey, who's getting a vet rest day. Tatum Bethune still not going to play this week. He's still out. Sam O, that's a huge. Another starter down, and Kyle Shanahan said he's going to miss a couple weeks. That hurts big time because now you're down Nick Bosa. You're down Mikael Williams. You're down Ytir Gross-Matos. Now you're down Sam O. 4 out of your top 5 defensive ends. Stacking injuries is the worst thing that you could do. Now, you've got Keon White, you got Cleveland Farrell, and the good news, Robert Beal is back at practice. It's crazy. Like, that is huge news because Robert Beal's play style is probably the closest to Sam O in the run game, just hasn't really done much in the pass game. You don't have anybody that is as good as a two-way player on the defensive edge. Like, you don't have it. You don't have that. Sam O was the guy. He's playing the Nick Bosa role. Is he Nick Bosa? God, no. But he's done enough to be there. Now who plays that role? Yeah, you're struggling. That's a bad one. Eddie Pinheiro still not practicing. He's going to miss this week, which was expected, especially with the bye week next week, right? So fully expect to get Tatum Bethune back after the bye. Fully expect Sam O to get back after the bye. Fully expect Eddie Pinheiro to come back after the bye week. So you're going to get Matt Gay again. He was perfect last week, extra points, field goals. And, like, this is smart. Let Eddie P heal up, bring him back after the bye whenever you're making that crazy stretch. And with the wind and, like, the craziness, dude, yeah, Matt Gay, he's got a lot of experience. Hopefully it goes well. Like, coming off a great game. It's going to be ugly out there, guys. It really is. Only one limited player, and that was Luke Gifford, which, you know, him on special teams, I want him out there because I think he's a Pro Bowl special teams player. I really, really do. Luke Gifford's been awesome. Defense has been an issue, and he's lost that role. He's out there on goal line only, not out there as, you know, the 4-3 back is that third linebacker. Now that's Nick Martin. And I think we'll see some 4-3 packages. So I fully expect to see some Nick Martin get some snaps because, you know, the Panthers don't do a lot of 22 personnel or 13 personnel. They don't do that. They were at 11 almost exclusively. You look at the Browns. They go big personnel a lot. So you're going to get a lot more base personnel, especially with the weather. They do a lot of wildcat stuff where, you know, Shadur's the wideout and they put the running back in the backfield. So you're going to get a lot of 4-3 base packages, not so much 11 personnel. They'll do some of that. Everybody in the NFL does, but not too much of that. What's up, Captain? Appreciate you, Juice. Phillip, my man, appreciate you guys. And reminder, for because of Thanksgiving and I'm traveling this week and all that stuff, we're doing our November Zoom hangout first week of December. We're going to have two in December with the bye week and all that stuff. So anyway, so yeah, it's not going to be technically November. It's going to be right as soon as I get back. I need to post the dates and get that cleared with the wife, but that's going to be early next week for the bye week. And then we'll do another one in December as well. So just a heads up there. No, he says, John, you think if we didn't sign Brandon Ayuk, we could have signed someone we lost in the offseason, and who would you have signed instead of BA? I would have signed Drake Greenlaw, 100%. That dude, him and Hufanga, those would have been the two guys. Those would have been the two guys. That's just what it is. Those are the two guys I would have signed. And you look at, you know, that Broncos defense, and yeah, I know it took forever for Greenlaw to get healthy and whatever else, but that dude is a difference maker. And you look at the positions that have struggled for the Niners, man, D Winters he was great when Fred Warner was playing. When Fred Warner left, D Winters is no longer a quality, positive football player on the impact of the 49ers. He was the worst player defensively that we had this past week. D Winters just not good unless he's next to greatness. And that's not an indictment. It's just what it is. In the safety play, you got one good game this year of quality safety play. That was the Panthers' this most recent one. Talano Hufanga's like got one of the highest EPA per players, like positive impact players in the NFL currently. He's just a stud. So those are the two, but we can't do that. Sadly, we can't do that. Yeah, look at this, Sid. Can't wait to get Pinheiro back. Ah, freaking love him. But the good news is Matt Gay was perfect. So like, right there. Matt Gay was perfect. And I'm happy to have that dude come back. Like, you have an experienced kicker. You have a guy that's kicked so much in his career. He's been in these windy games. I'm not too concerned about the kicker position. I'm really not. And again, just another testament, never draft a fucking kicker. Sorry. Dropped the F-bomb. My bad. Never draft a kicker. Ever. You just sign guys off the street that are perfect. Like, don't draft kickers. Like, don't do it. There's so many guys out there. Sin, didn't we get killed by the Rams with 13 personnel? Yes, we did. But if you go to, man, who did we play? Who did the 49ers play right after that? So you got destroyed by the Rams, never lined up to 13 personnel correctly. Then you go to Arizona, which I was at that game. They came out in 13 personnel on that very first drive. We miss a line to it. The first two plays got taken advantage of in that Cardinals game too. Then we fixed it. It's fixed. And that's been put on tape. Like, it's sad that, you know, Robert Saleh got taken to the woodshed by McVay. And, you know, coming off of Robert Saleh's best game of the season against the Panthers, where you just destroyed them, less than 250 total yards offense, 1 of 7 on third downs, 0 for 2 in the red zone, 2 forced turnovers, like just dominated them. But let's just be honest. As dominant as Robert Saleh's defense was, they got completely dominated by the Rams just a few short weeks ago on the board, personnel-wise. But that has been corrected. They now line up to it systematically. It's sound, gap integrity-wise, coverage-wise. It took a game and a half. But yeah, 13 personnel has been scary. I'm not overly concerned any longer, especially with the way the safeties are playing. They've had 3 weeks now to kind of get it under wraps. And I love the fact that in the Cardinals game, they finally adjusted correctly. So 13 personnel is not the big bad boogeyman anymore. It's just not. It's just not. What's up, BR? Appreciate you, man. Just coming out of this playoff hangover. Yeah, dude, the 49ers are in perfect position. They're in perfect position. I cannot talk about the standings enough. Yeah, I understand you're the seventh seed, but you're the only team fighting for a playoff spot that hasn't had their bye week yet. That's coming up next week. You have the Browns and Titans. Dude, you win those two games, you get to 10. You're 10-4. Dude, you're fine. You are just fine right where you want to be. You know, are you going to be the Super Bowl favorite, whatever else? No. But, man, you get out there. Oh, man, you get out there. I freaking love it. Like, this 49ers team has every single thing that they want right ahead of them. And coming off a Monday night football game where everybody watched and you put that tape up there on the defense, oh, man, imagine if this defense can build. Imagine if the safeties can continue to be a positive. If they can, this could be a quality defense. I don't think you're going to be shutting a lot of teams out and, you know, single-digit points. Might be able to this week, though. That Browns team, ooh, rough. There's no doubt about that. Right here, David, would you rather have Robinson or Bethune out there? I'd rather have Bethune over Curtis Robinson. Curtis Robinson did have a great game, but here's what I will say. Curtis Robinson, way better communicator. Curtis Robinson, way better in coverage, especially zone coverages and passing off, you know, routes and all those things. Tatum Bethune, way better in the run game. Way better tackler. But he's getting better in coverage, but nowhere near Curtis Robinson. So for this game versus the Browns, yeah, you want Tatum Bethune, but he ain't going to be there. Like, this is, you stop the run, you win the game this week. Now you go to the Titans. Yeah, you stop the run, make them one-dimensional. I want Tatum Bethune. I think he's the better player. Not as good communicator. This was the first time there were no coverage busts in a long time. And a lot of that is Curtis Robinson. A lot of that is Curtis Robinson. So both of them have their, you know, traits that they excel at. Bethune is the better player. There's his ceiling's just higher. It really, really is. And Curtis Robinson tackling was suspect at best. I want those mistakes, the MAs. That's what the four missed assignments. You can't have those. And all those missed tackles from a Mike backer. Yeah, that's rough. That is big time rough. So if you are, look at this, Jorn already trying to get me in trouble. He says, rush road trip for the playoffs. Sign me up. Again, another father, which is awesome. Congrats to you and the fam on the little one. I love it, man. Love celebrating those victories. You are the freaking best. But yeah, I don't know. I want to have a rush road trip. We're doing 8 trips this year. We've 6 down. We got 2 to go. We're going to be in Cleveland. Obviously, we're going to be, you know, out in Indianapolis for that Monday night football game. So come join us if you're in Cleveland. We'll be at Butcher and the Brewer on the 29th, the day before the game, from 3 to 7 p.m. A really cool spot. Super excited about this one, from 3 to 7. And then our tailgate indoors, because I wasn't sure how bad the weather's going to be. 3 blocks from the stadium at the Dive Bar Cleveland, which is really cool. They got like the indoor arcades and all kinds of stuff, unlimited drinks, food, you name it, competitions, giveaways. We're going to be having a great time. It's going to be awesome. So come join us. And if you've never been to one of our Rush Road Trips, oh, come on, guys. Got to come join us.
49ers Rush Road Trip is going into its 6th year with over 40 events at road games. If you are traveling to see the 49ers play this year, you got to come party with us. And on top of that, we give games, trivia, giveaways. We've partnered with TickPick this year. All you have to do is search 49ers Rush on any of the TickPick sites, apps, you name it. And on top of all of that, best dressed, giveaways, autographed jerseys, kids are always included, and get in for free with a ticketed adult. And a lot of times for select cities, we will have 49ers legends come out and you get to meet and greet them and get autographed. Navarro Bowman, Frank Gore, Patrick Willis, Fred Warner are all players that we have worked with in the past. And trust me, if you want to build the 49ers community, you're traveling by yourself, we got you covered. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com.
Man, that every time I see that video, that party, man, we had such a good time up there in Minnesota. That was such a good time. Anyway, come out. Say what's up. Cam's dad, he says, if the Lions win tomorrow, we're the sixth seed, correct? No. Well, actually, hold that thought. So the Lions play the Packers, okay? So the Packers are 6-3-1. They're the sixth seed. The 49ers are 8-4. We're the seventh seed. And then the Lions are 7-4. So the updated standings would be 8-4 for the Lions, which we'd beat them because of the divisional record. We're 8-2. They would be 4-4. So you win that tiebreaker. You have no head-to-heads there. The Packers would fall to 7-4-1, which you would then pass them. Again, it's not about wins. It's not about losses. It's about winning percentage. You would pass them as well. So, yes, you would climb to that sixth spot. That is correct, which I did not notice that. So, everybody should be rooting for the Lions there. It doesn't really matter, like, because even if the Packers win, that's going to push the Lions even further down, which right now you have a game and a half lead over the Lions who are behind you. And then there's another Carolina Panthers that's 6-6. Like, if the Lions lose, you essentially have a two-game lead, almost a two-and-a-half game. Yeah, it is two-and-a-half game lead over that whoever would be the eighth seed. So do you want the guaranteed spot in the playoffs? If that's the case, then Packers winning helps the 49ers' percentage chances of just making the playoffs. If you want the 49ers to be a higher seed in the playoffs, then you're rooting for the Lions. Does that make sense? So no matter what, and this is the kind of quagmire of what the NFL schedule is. You get late into November, December, it's a lot of divisional matchups. The 49ers are the anomaly. No other team has played five conference games in the NFC. Just the 49ers. Has anybody else played five conference games in the entire NFL? No. Nobody. No team in the NFL besides the 49ers have played five conference games. You've already played. You have one game left. Everybody else is going to start beating themselves up, right? You're going to have the divisional games. You're going to have these matchups where it doesn't matter who loses, it benefits the Niners. That's where they are. So, look, if the Packers lose, then, yeah, the 49ers move up to the sixth seed. That's great news. But if the Lions lose, then you have like a two-game lead over guaranteed almost that you're in the playoffs. And that's just going to get this attrition that's going to happen with the NFL schedule. The Niners are the anomaly in the fact that they have already played, 10 conference games. Nobody else has played more than, the Eagles played 9. But nobody's played as many conference games as the 49ers. Nobody's played as many division games as the 49ers. And, I mean, the Niners, they're going to win all those tiebreakers. It's just what it is. It's very, very simple. Monkey says, would you say this defense has had enough time to gel, or has there been too much turnover with all the injuries? There are certain teams that are going to out-scheme you and give you fits. The Cleveland Browns aren't one of them. The Tennessee Titans are not one of them. Now, you look at the schedule, the Colts, Shane Steichen's not somebody that like gets you out of position a lot. It's just really clean, great running game, play action, fine. The Bears, yeah, Ben Johnson's going to screw you up. Seattle Seahawks, not going to screw you up too much. So you really just have one game where it's like you're going to have some busted coverage. That's going to be Ben Johnson and the Bears. I'm not expecting much of that against the Browns. I'm not expecting that against the Titans. I'm not expecting too much versus the Colts. They're a sound offense instead of like out-scheming you. They're just like, dude, we're going to stick with this and we're going to build off this run game and this solid offensive line, and our quarterback's just going to be consistent. And so, yeah, like, I think even with Tatum Bethune out, which hurts, him stepping back and watching and seeing the coverage of Curtis Robinson, I think could be a positive long term. So, yeah, hopefully this defense has turned a corner. That's what you want. Oh, Jax, what's up, girl? Appreciate the super chat. Hey, John, happy Thanksgiving. Keep doing great things. Love, Jax. Man, you are incredible. Thank you just for the kindness, the support, your friendship. The best. Us hanging out in Dallas, Jax, was one of the coolest times ever. That was a lot of fun. Captain, thank you, man. He says, go to the Rush road trip and you will leave a better person. My man, Captain, you're the best, man. Can't wait to be with you in Seattle again. You are the freaking man. Right here. Uh-oh, I'm in trouble. John, please tell me you have a slot of time close tonight to watch Stranger Things. The answer is yes. I have not finished my Stranger Things rewatch. But our family, we're big on Stranger Things. But we're also, tomorrow, my wife loves Wicked, which is cool. I'm cool with it. And so she asked if we could rewatch Wicked tonight. And then tomorrow after Thanksgiving dinner, she wants to go see Wicked for Good, I think is what it's called. Wicked 2, I don't know. So that's what we got. So we got a lot of TV going on in the Chapman household, which is full. That's cool with me. I ain't down. But yes, we will be watching Stranger Things tonight. The kiddos got off of work. So yeah, we're going to watch that. And then Wicked, man, I don't know if we're having enough time. And I'm packing for this trip. Oh, this is a busy time. Busy time. But I got to do whatever the wife wants right now. She's not even here. She can't hear me. She don't subscribe to the show. But she let me fly out day after Thanksgiving to go host an event in Cleveland. So I got to be on my best behaviors. Otherwise, I'm going to get in trouble. Yeah, that's what it is. Cam's dad, would you prefer to play the Eagles or the Rams? The Eagles. I'd rather play the Eagles. I hate the Rams. Played them three times. That's cool. But we match up much better with the Eagles, personally, I think. Would much rather play them. One, the Eagles do not have maybe I don't want to say that. I would give the coaching staff nod to the Rams by a lot. Fangio's incredible, but I do not respect that offense besides their tush push. I think that's about it. So, like, schematically, it's not an advanced offense. It's very easy to just, you know, line up and play. They just say, hey, we have better players than you, and that's how they win. And it's worked for them. But, like, yeah, I would much rather play the Eagles. Much rather play the Eagles. All right. I want to talk about Christian McCaffrey. It's taken us too long to get there. Shout out to Ben, NY Niners. He sent me an email with some of these numbers, which, you know, I've been just compiling different stats on Christian McCaffrey and how great he is, how special CMC has been this season. Only six running backs in the history of the NFL forever have had over 100 receptions. Only six times. LaDainian Tomlinson did it in 2003 with 100 receptions. Larry Sinners, the great Larry Sinners, did it in 1995 with 101 receptions. Matt Forte, 2014 with 102 receptions. Austin Eckler did it a few years ago in 2022 with 107. And then Christian McCaffrey has not only the top spot for most receptions ever in a season, but has the top two spots ever in the history of the NFL. He had 107 receptions in 2018 and 116, blowing the competition out of the water in 2019. Again, both of those were done before he joined the 49ers. It was back with the Panthers. Well, Christian McCaffrey currently leads the entire NFL in receptions with 81. Insanity. Not only leading the running backs by a wide margin, but every single NFL player, wide receiver, tight end, running back, you name it, CMC's in first place. Now, he hasn't had his bye week yet. I do not believe CMC will lead the entire NFL in receptions when it's all said and done. However, he is on pace, again, shout out to Ben, for 114 receptions this year. That would be second all time, only to himself, which would lead him with the most receptions ever in a season, number one, number two, and number three. More importantly than all those things, he would be on the list as a 49er, which that matters to a lot of us, right? Matters to a lot of us. Unbelievable. All-purpose touchdowns. Christian McCaffrey currently has 93 touchdowns for his career. What's that mean? He's currently tied 34th all-time with another Hall of Famer, Rob Gronkowski. Now, 34th all-time, and he is close approaching so many greats. He's only seven touchdowns behind the great Frank Gore with an even 100. CMC is just stacking. You look at him anytime this year, he's averaging over 100 yards per game, and he's averaging basically a touchdown per game. You look at his just kind of yards per scrimmage, leading the NFL, 1,581, leading the NFL in touches, leading the NFL in receptions, leading the NFL in rush attempts. They are feeding this guy the ball like crazy, like crazy, like crazy, like crazy. Now, where would you be without CMC this year? I don't think you'd be 8-4. Is he explosive? Do you have all the dynamic highlights? No. He is the definition of efficiency and just getting it done. You look at his catch rate, 78.6. God, that's insane. That is absolutely insane. The only player higher than him on the team is George Kittle, who George Kittle's having another hellacious year. Incredible, incredible year. But Christian McCaffrey, where would you be without 23? I think I'm breaking out my CMC jersey for the Cleveland game this week. I fully expect him to get 30 carries again. He's going to get a lot of carries. He's going to get a lot of touches. And he should. With the wind, with the cold, with going against this defensive line, with the lowest over-under projected this, you know, this week, this slate, the NFL says, oh, man, it is. It's going to be a different type game. Now, I do want to say this. You know, we post our bets every week. We had another positive. If you bet with us, just every single bet we've had, like, you're up hundreds and hundreds of dollars on the season. We've only had one negative week. We had two push weeks. The rest have all been positive. We're through 12 weeks now. We've done very, very well. Now, my bookie this week has a free freaking bet. It's not technically free. You can bet up to $25 this week on the season, lock of the season. If the Bears and Eagles score 1 point, just 1 point, if the game doesn't end in a tie, 0-0, then you get paid. Now, you can only bet up to $25, but that's $25 matched, $25.25. So, if you haven't bet yet, this is the week to freaking do it with my book. Turkey, football, bad decisions, the Holy Trinity. MyBookie gives you a chance to make it all profitable. This week, MyBookie is loading the table with cash drops, boosted lines, same game parlays, and capped with a bomb on Black Friday, the return of the lock of the season. This is the bet every bettor talks about because it doesn't miss. One touchdown in the Black Friday game versus the Bears and Eagles. One trip to the end zone, you double your money. It is the for any team, any player, it doesn't matter. One touchdown in the game, you double your money. It's the simplest bet you'll ever make. That's why I love my bookie. And if you're watching the game with friends, they'll give you an extra bonus every time one of them signs up and makes a deposit. So bring a buddy in, stack your account while you guys win together. Start with my promo code 49ers. That's 49ERS when you sign up and grab a welcome bonus to get ahead. Load up, lock in, and enjoy the feast at my bookie. All right. Now, a couple negatives, which, you know, I like to be very positive and kind of that's kind of who we are. But Kyle Shanahan said they are not going to be activating the practice window for any player this week or even next week in the bye week. What does that mean? That means no Brandon Ayuk and all the reports about how they want him back and they want to see and all that kind of stuff. Still not happening. No Jacob Cowing. No Iter Gross Matos. That's probably the biggest one, the one that you needed to have. You know, the BA one, you'd like to have that, but it hurts. It hurts, especially with, you know, Sam O saying he's going to miss a couple weeks. Hopefully that's just this game plus the bye week. Got to have defensive ends. You've got to have defensive ends. You don't have the bodies. You don't have the bodies. It is problematic. So I hate the fact that, you know, I want IU to get back out there and the dude needs to play for himself. Like he's got to show other teams like, look, dude, I could still play. It helps him if he comes back and plays. It helps the Niners, obviously, because you get a better wide receiver. But it looks like that 49ers Brandon Ayuk relationship's just done. Jacob Cowing basically just getting a redshirt sophomore year after not earning much playing time. Those back-to-back hamstrings on routes on air, terrible. And Iter Gross Matos, that knee injury, I think he's had five separate times he's missed games in 2 years. Hate it, hate it, hate it, hate it, hate it. Yeah, I just saw this, Gabriel. Frank Ragnow has ended his retirement and be joining the Lions for the rest of the season. That's huge for them. I tweeted out, come on, Alex Mack, it's your turn. But yeah, it compliments them. Frank Ragnow, top five center in the NFL the last few years. So, you know, half a year retirement, maybe his body got right. He's like, dude, maybe I could do this. Maybe I can't. I don't know. But Frank Ragnow is one of my favorite players in the NFL. He's just so freaking good. Oh, look at this. Sean, appreciate you, man. He says, just seen John's hat game is on point again. This is a hat that we designed. And so, yeah, it's called the 49er Rush hat. So if you want this, we have the link in the description of this video. It's got this freaking awesome, you know, we put this patch on the side of the Golden State Bridge, which is awesome. So just go to Hive and Pines. The link is in the description of the video podcast. You just click on that. 49er Rush Sports, the show. There's not that many out. We brought 50 of them to our Arizona trip. All 50 of them got taken. People have been buying them online and stuff, but we still have some inventory left. So if you want this hat, ooh, come on, man. Look unique. Support the show. What's up? It's the 49er Rush hat. It's a 49er Rush hat. You know, no big deal. No big deal. But thank you, Sean. You are the freaking man, and always glad to see you. Always glad to see you. Let's talk weather. Brock Purdy is coming off a bad game. Those three interceptions. Any type of rain, like, and I will say this, like, I'm a betting man, obviously. I love sports betting. It's fun for me. Never bet what you can't afford to lose. And if you're struggling with that stuff, stay the hell away. But, like, I will never, ever bet a 49ers game again if it's raining and Brock Purdy's the quarterback. Like, I'm the biggest 13 guy. I have Brock Purdy jerseys. I've got his autographs. I've got his whatever else. I give most of them away. I don't think I have any autographs. I think I've given them all away. But anyway, I love Brock Purdy. I want him to be the quarterback of the 49ers for a very long time. If it rains or if it snows, I was at that Buffalo game last year. Now, the weather looks like it's going to be okay, but shoot, it's the Midwest right off the lake. Things could change real, real quick. There is snow in the forecast that morning, but it's supposed to stop by about 6 a.m. And so, again, this week, you know, I'm not doing a lot of really big Niner bets because the wind, because the weather, because, shoot, you look at that Browns defense, Jim Schwartz against Kyle, like, there's just a lot. I'm not saying the 49ers won't win. I'm saying it's very difficult to predict what's going to happen. And the fact that Vegas is already saying, like, dude, this is going to be a 36-point game combined? Ooh, yeah. I don't like this. I don't like it. I'll be there, and I'll be supporting. I do think the Niners will win. I think it's going to be ugly. I think it's going to be really, really ugly. Now, there was something that I did want to talk about. Again, positive. Shout out to Jair Brown. NFC Defensive Player of the Week? Are you kidding me? How cool is it that number 27, who has struggled big time. Ooh, the 49ers just signed linebacker Eric Kendricks to the practice squad and released Stone Blanton. Man, I hate that for Stone Blanton. But Eric Kendricks, if you remember, the Niners signed him first last year in the offseason, and then he pulled back after an agreement, went and signed with the Cowboys, and then we got stuck with Devondre stupid-ass Campbell, which was a horrible move by the 49ers. But Eric Kendricks comes back. So you got shame me once. You know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, I forget how it is, but you're not going to fool me again. But, like, yeah, this kind of reeks of desperation a little bit. It makes me wonder, is Tatum Bethune going to be out a little bit longer? Ooh, interesting. This is interesting. Now, I doubt that you put him out there this week. Whew. I mean, shoot, Eric Kendricks, he's played a lot of football in his career. How many games? Let's see here. I got to spell Eric right, and then that will pull up. Eric Kendricks came into the NFL in 2015, right? He was a second-round pick to the Vikings from California, played at UCLA. I mean, this is a dude that has played 147 games through 10 years. I mean, he's played a lot of damn football. So, like, this is, he's had one all-pro season, one Pro Bowl season. That was back in 2019. But even last year, he started 15 games for the Cowboys. Like, this is something Eric Kendricks just signed to the practice squad, which is kind of the way all the NFL does things now, is when you bring somebody in, you put them on the practice squad, you elevate them later, do all that stuff. So, that's crazy. I'm very, very curious what's going on there. I don't think Curtis Robinson had a good game. I don't think it was a bad game, but he didn't have a good game at all. Eric Kendricks, if he could play, I like this move. I do like this move. If Stone Bland wouldn't cut it, we'll see. Do you let him stay with the team this week and then the bye week, then see? Because if Tatum Bethune is out long-term, Curtis Robinson's going to stay with the Niners because he's such a stud special teamer and locker room guy. Walter Payton, you know, man of the year nominee last year. He ain't going nowhere. But maybe that Mike spot's a little too much for him. Maybe it's okay keeping Curtis Robinson as a Sam and not a Mike and special teams only type player. Whew, that's interesting. I'm curious to see how that's going to play out. Gamstad, thanks for the super chat. Will Brock practice with this week with wet footballs? No, Kyle Shanahan said they will not. Kyle Shanahan notoriously has not gone with the wet football approach. He said they will not be in the bubble, and so they're hoping they're going to get some rain out at practice, and they can go through that, and how they're telling the team to prepare for cold weather and rain and snow and all those things. But he doesn't do that. He doesn't want to mess up the efficiency of practice with the amount of balls you get and all those things. I think it's crazy, personally, but that's just kind of where he is. Kamstad says, let me say wet balls. Well, I'll say it for you. They will not practice with wet balls or footballs. YouTube going to come after me for that one. Come on, come get some. Let's go. I'm just joking. That's a one-way fight. Big shot. John, what do you think the game plan for the offense will be this week? Quick, fast, double chips. You know, you're chipping on those defensive ends, run the ball, counters, draws, screens. Quick passes. That's what it should be. Now, moving the pocket is a good thing. And Brock Purdy, which a lot of people aren't talking about because the interceptions kind of overshadowed this, his mobility looked awesome. That scramble on the missed block from freaking the sitter was incredible. Got the first down. Like, a lot of positive plays with his feet. Quarterback sneak, scrambling, making people miss. Like, I think you use that this week. I want Brock Purdy to be mobile. I want Brock Purdy to get 7+ rush attempts, scramble attempts, moving the pocket, bootlegs, all those types of things. I want to see those. KMZ, Kendrick still has the playbook. I love it. Back down the depth chart for Martin. I don't think it affects Martin. I think Mike, he's a Mike guy. I don't think you bring in Kendricks to play Sam. I don't think that's going to be there. Oh, what's up, Coach Cruz? My friend. My man. I miss you, brother. Hope all is well with the family. How does Kyle overcome being owned by Jim Schwartz? The NFL is a matchup league. And I know a lot of times we get caught up, well, like, this team played that team and they lost by this much, but you beat that team by this. It's a matchup league. It's you versus me. What Schwartz has been able to do to the Kyle Shanahan scheme, it's pretty damn impressive. It's just, you wreak havoc. You know, it's the outside zone versus a penetrating style defensive line play. And so where the 49ers play this gap integrity defensive scheme, Jim Schwartz says, screw that. Get upfield, cause problems. And so you could run your outside zone, but one defensive lineman can wreck three gaps. How do you make them pay with that? Well, inside zone, pin pull. You could do all those things. The Niners are doing more pin pull inside zone than they have ever done in Kyle Shanahan's tenure at the 49ers. So that's a good news, because once the D-line gets that vertical misplacement, well, that's what inside zone is, right? Outside zone, you stretch across and you let the running back just pick the gap. It can go one of six gaps. Inside zone, you create a tunnel, right? Vertically, where you get that crease through the B, A, or C gap with the pin pull. You get down, pull the backside guard. You do the Zorro block with, you know, Kyle Juszczyk or George Kittle. And so you're blocking everything this way. And then you come kick back this way. And it creates this tunnel where you can run in. So the built-in X and O answer to how to stop a penetrating defensive line is the inside zone. That is the key. Play action pass. Slip screens. 49ers not very good at slip screens. But that's how it could happen. Doing it and saying it's another thing. Like, the counters are built into the scheme. But Myles Garrett and Jim Schwartz is a lethal, lethal, lethal combination. And, you know, shout out to my man Josh, who, you know, he prepared our scouting report. And you look at this, you know, stupid defense. It's really freaking good, but you start looking at the Browns' defense, second in total yards allowed, second in first downs out of 32 teams, second in pass yards, third in rush touchdowns, fourth in yards per rush, third in third downs allowed, eighth in fourth downs conversion rate, seventh in red zone. Like, they are freaking awesome, man. And they only got better this year. Carson Swisinger, who was, you know, rush crush guy. They got like three rush crush players. Assholes. They got Mason Graham, who I freaking loved. They got Harold Fannin, who I freaking love, leads their team in receptions and yards. And they got Carson Swisinger. Like, and Quinshaw Judkins was my favorite. You know, he was, I love that dude. Like, they crushed the draft. They did really, really good. And they're using all of them. Well, you're a bad team, you're going to use rookies. But now they have athletic linebackers that can chase and tackle, which is a perfect pairing behind the athletic, penetrating defensive line that they have. They're just building a juggernaut. Now, they're a one-sided team because the offense is not great. The offensive line's not great. Skill players not great. Quarterback's not great. Not great, not great. But that defense, good gosh, man. So, Coach, your answer, commit to the run game. Stick with the inside zone. Throw some slip screens. A lot of play-action boots. Move the pocket, quick passing, stay committed, stay committed. And man, like, I want Brock Purdy to be the quarterback. This is a true litmus test. Can Brock just take the layups? You get to 20 points, you win this game. The 49ers offense is incredible. It really, really is. The weaknesses don't match up too well with the strengths of the Browns defense, the offensive line, defensive line. Niners do not win that battle. But the 49ers offensive line is coming off their best game of the season. It can happen. It can happen. Will it happen? Oof, I don't know. Cam's dad, appreciate you, man. What is your guess on, you know, who sacks? Who sacks who? Man, the 49ers, like, Myles Garrett's on a record-breaking season to break the record for all-time sacks in a single season. 22 and a half is the record. T.J. Watt, Michael Strahan are tied. He's way ahead of that pace. He's got more sacks by himself than the entire 49ers defense on the season. That's crazy. That's stupid. I will say the one thing that I have liked is Bryce Huff. I think he's got drawn four holding calls the past 2 weeks. Yeah, no sacks, but dude, those four holding calls against pass rush, that's huge. Those are just as good. Those are just as good. Yeah. I would like somebody on the 49ers to get a sack, but I don't bet on it. Don't bet on it. Papa Jay, he says, John, you got any good or bad notes about special teams? Great notes. Matt Gay looked good. Snaps look good. His kickoffs look good. Kickoff coverage looks great. Blocking looks great. Yeah, the 49ers special teams, that's the thing. Can you win two phases, right? Can you win two phases of the game? You do that, there's only three phases, offense, defense, special teams. You win two, you should win. You should win the game. Last week, you won special teams, you won defense, you won the game. Now, everybody gets so upset because the offense is supposed to be the juggernaut. Well, it wasn't last week. But you pick up the slack. The 49ers, and again, you look at just what the Browns, from a PFF, you know, whatever standpoint, where's my rankings at? I got them on here somewhere. Sorry. That's my bad. I'm scrolling, trying to find it. Dude, I think I might've deleted it. Whoops. Anyway, yeah, here we go. So the Browns overall rankings, and we'll talk about this a little more tomorrow. Their offense is dead last, 32nd on a snap-by-snap EPA analytical, whatever, 32nd, dead last. Defense is second. Talk about night and day difference. Their special teams is eighth. Overall, they're 26th. They're not a good team. They got three wins. Not a good team. 49ers, seventh on offense, 28th on defense. Night and day difference there. Fourth on special teams, baby. 13th best overall. Yeah, I think that's huge. Yeah, how many field goal attempts in this game? Man, if that win's that bad, might not be that many. Might not be that many. If there's 40-mile, 30-mile-an-hour winds, might not be that many field goals. And again, you know, shoot, I want to see who is the Browns kicker. I do not know the answer to that. Let's look this up. Matt Gay's got all the, you know, freaking experience in the world. But, yeah, they've got Andre Szmyzyt, S-Z-M-Y-T. And he's been decent. He ain't been bad. He's got an 84% field goal percentage, 3 of 4 on 50-yard plus, 3 of 4 on 40-yard plus, 8 of 9 on 30, 2 of 2 on short field goals, extra points. He's missed one. They've got a good kicker. And, you know, he's kicked there in Cleveland, so he knows what it's like much more than Matt Gay. But, yeah, I don't know if there's an advantage there besides the fact that's his home turf, right? Cam's dad. I meant Garrett. Well, what if he goes 0 for one? I don't know. Garrett's getting a sack. Garrett's getting a sack. They'll rush him inside. They're going to line him up against our guard and our center. Garrett's getting a sack. Garrett's getting a sack. I hope he doesn't. I don't want him to. But, yeah, like, that dude's getting a sack. I'm sorry. I want to chip him every single play. I really do. And I hope they do. Yeah, Garrett's getting a sack. Sorry, I misunderstood that, Cam. My bad. That's my bad. Yeah, right here. Let's talk a little Shedeur Sanders. I like Shedeur the player. And, you know, I had a second round draft grade on him. He fell to the fifth round. Why? Well, a lot of people don't like him. You watch any press conference or whatever, and it's just like, you're 5 seconds into the thing and you're just shaking your head. Like, why would you say that? Like, why would you do those things? Like, I don't understand. And it rubs a lot of people the wrong way. You know, I've met his dad, worked with his dad. We shared a field down at Duncanville, Texas, when he was doing prime prep. Not a lot of positive experiences. You know, I was a big prime fan. Obviously, I have his shoes, love the shoes, all those things. But, like, yeah, dude, the way they treat people is different. I don't know what else to say. Like, I don't want to put a lot of, like, anti-D on things, but I do not root for him at Colorado at all. I lived through the aftermath of what happened to all those prime prep athletes that they left just completely screwed over. Like, not about them. Not about the kids. What about the kids? Maybe that's changed, right? That was 25 years ago, whatever else. And maybe now he's a great coach, great mentor, and all those things. But, like, just rubs people the wrong way. With the way you treat people and the way you treat athletes and kids and whatever else. But Shedeur's not a kid. He's a grown man. He's tough as hell. He is accurate. And he is poised, man. That dude he is just calm, cool, collected when pressure's in his face. That's my favorite thing about him. Now, he doesn't have a strong arm. Stronger than Brock Purdy. That's not saying much. But calm, cool, collected. And when pressure's in his face, man, he just drifts. He just drifts away from pressure. He has a natural feel for it. Very, very natural feel for it. And, you know, teams do blitz him, and they should. There's not a lot of tape on him. But, like, the idea of him, like, panicking and stuff, you don't see that often. Will he have terrible throws? Yes. Will he have bad reads? Yes. But, like, he's an accurate quarterback that is a see-it-throw-it type guy and will be patient in the pocket. You take advantage of that. He takes a lot of sacks, and he holds on to that ball way too long. But, like, Bryce Young, you saw it last week where, like, six-man pressure, and he just panics and just gets rid of the ball. Like, you don't see that with Shedeur. He is calm, cool, collected, poised. I remember writing that over and over again when I was doing my draft prep on him, just poised, poised, poised. Like, that dude to a fault where he just holds the ball forever. Now, there's, like, no red zone tape on him because when they get into red zone or short yardage, they go wildcat. They'll do it with Dylan Sampson, the rookie. They'll do it with Quinshon Judkins, the rookie. Like, they are a run team, and they are protecting the quarterback. Eventually, they got to let him go and kind of let him do his thing. But, like, let me just be honest. This is not a quarterback that you should be, quote-unquote, scared of. And he don't have a rocket arm, so if it's windy, it's going to affect him too big time. He will put the ball in jeopardy. Only a game and a half tape on him, though. So how do you get tendencies off that? You don't go back to college tape. You don't do that. Stefanski's a good offensive coach, good offensive, you know, play caller. Like, just be honest, run a very similar scheme to us. They're part of that, you know, KOC, McVay type wing, whatever. But yeah, Shadur is not a quarterback that you're scared of. You're excited. I would much rather play against Shadur than I would Dylan Gabriel. I don't think either one of them are great quarterbacks. They're both very physically limited from a skill set standpoint. Very Brock Purdy-esque quarterbacks, if I want to be very honest. YUG, he says, if Sanders is the quarterback, teams have been blitzing the hell out of him, and mostly effectively. But he did burn the Raiders on blitz by rolling out. That's what he did at Colorado. Like, he will flush away from pressure and make downfield throws to space when the play breaks down. Off schedule is where Shadur is at his best. Not the most mobile quarterback from a running standpoint, but man, mobile from the fact of can get away from pressure. That is where he is at his best. There's going to be a couple big plays that Shadur makes. You watch any game, he makes big plays, and they're all outside of the frame of the play. Backyard football, that's what he does. You got to keep him in the pocket. You got to force him to beat you with his arm. If he can do that, they deserve to win. I don't think that he can do that. I love the fact that the 49ers safeties are coming off confidence games, right? And Jair Brown, best game of his career. Malik Mustafa, best game. Renardo Green, I don't know. He got benched. Nobody even asked Robert Saleh or Kyle Shanahan about Renardo Green. I could not believe that. Dude just gets pulled from the lineup in the fourth quarter. Are you kidding me? And nobody even brings that up. I was flabbergasted, but that's okay. I digress. Is Darrell Luter now the starter? You know, I like the big nickel, regular nickel, you know, rotation with Upton Stout. I thought Upton Stout had one of his best games of his career, but he's taking about 27 snaps. Like, mitigate the rookies, play less, figure out what you're good at, all those things. And I feel like he's crushing that. But yeah, I do want a blitz, but I want 5-man pressure. I do not want 6-man pressure and wide open wide receivers downfield. I want 5-man pressure. And yeah, I want to look like we're blitzing all the freaking time. I want it to look like we're blitzing all the time. I want him thinking we're blitzing all the time. Cam's dad, thank you again. Says, I predict Garrett does not beat Trent. And with Pooney better, we stand a chance with Colton. Dude, Colton had a clean sheet. Now, him against the speed pass rush, that's not his forte. You better chip the hell out of that side. And I will say this, probably the best thing is Colton McKivitz and Brock Purdy pairing. Because when Colton gets beat, it's around the edge. Brock Purdy steps up in the pocket extremely well. Like, that's one of Brock Purdy's best traits as a quarterback. Climbing the pocket when pressure is around the outside. Mac Jones, one of his worst traits. That dude bails on the pocket all the time. And a lot of Colton's, you know, big what-if plays or horrible plays or lowlights, whatever you want to call them, is when Mac Jones is a quarterback. Like, so do I think that Colton McKivitz is going to have a perfect stat sheet? I do not. But the Brock Purdy, Colton McKivitz is a better pair, especially if Pooney can push the pocket and not get, you know, put on skates like the center did several times last week. That helps because then Brock can step up. That helps out Colton McKivitz on the edge. But man, Chip, I want an additional blocker tight end, wide receiver, running back, fullback, wherever Myles Garrett lines up, we're chipping him every single play. I don't even care if it is against Trent. We're chipping them every play on the left, on the right. Two guys. That's what I want. Oh, what's up, Rob Dart? I think I missed it. Happy birthday, man. There we go. Yeah, I think I missed it. I'm scrolling, but sorry about that. The chat got a little long. I apologize if it is your birthday. Happy birthday, you stud. You are the freaking man. Oh, look at this. From YUG says, this is Mark P, by the way. You're the man. Notice I didn't say chunked down the field. I do. I always say chunked. Is it chucked down the field or chunked? In the South, we say chunked. Papa J, the way Shadur moves around the pocket reminds me of Randall Cunningham. I ain't saying that they're close players. That is spot on whenever you're talking about pocket navigation. Now, I don't think that he's as athletic or fluid running the ball as, you know, Cunningham was. But, like, yes, you are correct. The way he throws it when moving behind the line and all that stuff, I think that that's solid. I think that that is great. Well said. So, anyway, this has been a fun show. How great is Christian McCaffrey? The Niners would probably be 500 if it wasn't for CMC. What he's doing this year is unbelievable. I said all offseason that CMC not done enough to be considered a Hall of Fame type player yet. After this year, he is. What he has accomplished in just 12 games, 8-4, yes, now he is on the cusp. If he gets Comeback Player of the Year award, nice. If he gets an All-Pro, nice. Like if he breaks the record for most receptions ever, gets another one of those 1,000 yard seasons, which has only happened 3 times in the history of the freaking football league. Roger Craig should be in the Hall of Fame. Marshall Faulk and then CMC with the Panthers. If he does it again, he's on that list twice with 2 separate teams. There we go. Yeah, Mark says chunked is a Texas thing. Other people say chuck. Yeah, I say chunked it with the N. Anyway, that's what it is. Thank you, David. He says, thanks for another great show. Yes, y'all are the best. I'm going to get my preview show tomorrow morning because Thursday morning, Thanksgiving morning, tomorrow morning, I'm going to jump on and get an early show done. Our preview episode, scouting report, predictions, all those things. Friday, I fly out crack of dawn. Getting from the Bay Area to Cleveland's rough. So, like, I'll be in the airports all day and, you know, taking a couple different flights and layovers. We balling on a budget. But if you're coming to Cleveland, come party with us. We'll be at the Butcher and the Brewer. Get your tickets at 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. And then our tailgate, which is indoors right across the street from the stadium. We'll be at the Dive Bar Cleveland. Go get your tickets. Kids always free. We're going to be having a great time. You guys are the absolute best. And again, thank you to our producers, David Gill, 49ers George 365, Corey Robbins. Episode 1,563 in the books. You guys are the best. Have a great Thanksgiving. Reach out to people you haven't talked to. I've got to take my own advice in that as well. And until next time, stay strong, faithful.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.